Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Pei Zayin. We're going to begin at the Mishnah about 10-15 lines down from Pei Zayin Omer Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas, Mr. Harold Engelstein, Menashe Tzvi Ben Yitzhak Isaac. May all the people that we've learned for have an aliyah to the neshama. So we begin at the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Amas Hamayim. If you have a stream of water, now an ama literally means that it's an ama, six tefachim wide, but we'll see it doesn't literally mean over here that it is an ama. But it's a water channel that is a certain size. We'll see in the Gemara what size it is. Shehi overes b'chatzer. It's passing through a chatzer, and the people want to use this water and fill up their buckets and use it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein memalin heimenu b'Shabbos. You now let it go and fill up from this bucket because the water has the status of being a karmelis. And even if they made an Erev Chatzeros over here in their chatzer, which they obviously did, if they're going to carry to it, they're now let it go carry from a karmelis into a Rishos HaYachid. So therefore, in this situation, the only way they'd be allowed to draw the water from this channel that's running through their yard, Elim Kain Asula Mechitza Gavoa Yutfachim Bechnisa Uvi Yitzia. If they made a wall in the channel, it has to be within the airspace of the channel, and the Mechitza has to be a regular standard Mechitza. It has to be at least 10 Tvachim tall and at least 4 Tvachim wide. Now, you can see a diagram of this in both the Pirush Chai on page 186 and page diagram number 95, and in the Illustrated Gemara, page 102, diagram number 306. Both of them also have a very important thing in that they have an enclosure around this chatzer. So there's a wall around the chatzer, and the wall goes above the channel. It's not in the channel or in the airspace of the channel above the water, but it's above the entire channel. And that is not enough, according to the Tanakhama, to allow you to go and draw up the water from this channel into the chatzer, even though there's an Erev Chatzeros over there, because again, you're drawing from a karmelis, this water has the status of a karmelis, into the Rishos HaYachid chatzer. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. We had this in the previous Mishnah as well, that the opinion of most of the Chachamim was that a wall above a bar that was filled with water didn't allow the two sides to be able to draw water up from their side of the wall. And they needed to have, as we said, the Tanakhama had an opinion, had to have a wall above and below. Then we had Shimon Gamliel saying what Beisilo Beishami's opinion was. And there we had an opinion from Rabbi Yehuda. And now we're going to have that same opinion from Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosel Shal Gaba Tido Mishum Mechitza. He says the wall that goes above the channel is all that you need. Just like it encloses the entire courtyard, it encloses the water that's within that courtyard, and you don't need a separate mechitza in the airspace of the channel or actually in the water of the channel. He says it over here. He said it in the previous mission as well. And in fact, Amar Rabbi Yehuda adds over here the following maisa. Maisa b'yama shel Avel. There was a city known as Avel, and there once was a maisa in this city that hayu mamalin mimena al pis kedem b'Shabbos. They had exactly this structure with no specific mechitza in the channel itself, just the mechitza above the channel. And they asked the rabbis, can they go and draw the water from the channel into their chutz or into their houses? And the rabbi said, yes, al pis kedem b'Shabbos. That was perfectly allowed. So how do you respond to this? Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody agrees with my opinion. So I'm alone. So the other Tanoim said, no, mipnei shelo haya ba kishir. The reason why this was allowed in this situation was there was some lacking in size over here. The shear was not adequate. What do we mean the shear was not adequate? So Rashi says it wasn't a karmelis either. It was doesn't have an omek of yud. This channel didn't have a depth of 10. Or, berokh of dalet, it didn't have a width of 4 tefachim. So it didn't have the status of being a karmelis. Shein mayim nasi mishus liatzvon, the water is not called a separate mishus, i.e. a karmelis, bepachos mi amuk yod, unless it's a depth of 10 tefachim. And to be called a karmelis, it also has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. V'imoveres mishus harabim, and therefore, if it's less than this space, and it's in a rishus harabim, it's a rishus harabim, having a rishus harabim. And if it's in a rishus hayachid, it's Arishus Hayachid. It will therefore, unless it has its own separate status, it will take on the status of the surrounding area. So therefore, the situation here that the Zakenim allowed the people The Reuda said in the city of Abel to go and draw up the water was because it didn't have the status of a carmelist. But if it did have the status of a carmelist, because it was wide enough and deep enough, it was more than 4 tefachim wide, and it was at least 10 tefachim deep, then the rabbis never would have allowed it, like the opinion of us, the Chachamim, and not like you, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara begins. Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa brings down exactly the same discussion as the Mishnah, with a little bit of an expanded detail. Also, lo b'chnisa, if the entrance into this courtyard had a mechitza at the entranceway in, however, below asu lo b'yitzia, but it didn't have a mechitza at the other end, at the exit way. Or, asu lo b'yitzia, they only made an exit way mechitza, below asu lo b'chnisa, but where the water entered into the courtyard, there was no mechitza. So if you only had one of the two, but not both, having a mechitza, and certainly if you had zero, so ein mimala nimena b'Shabbos. The Chachamim, the Tanakhama say, in this braisa, you're not allowed to go and draw from this channel on Shabbos. Unless, Elim Kane, the only way to do this is Asul Mechitza Yud Tvachim, Biyitziya Ubichnisa. You must make a real valid Mechitza, both at the front end coming in, and at the back end going out. Otherwise, it's not good. Exactly like our Mishnah said. And again, along comes Rabbi Yehuda in the Brice as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer, Kotzel Shal Gaba Tidon Mishum Mechitza. He says, you don't need a separate Mechitza. You have the wall above it. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, and I'll show you that I'm right. Maisa Biyama Samayim, there once was a stream, this channel, that was going through a chotzer. Shohaya Ba Me Evel to Tzipori. Here we have a little bit more detail. It went from the city of Evel to the city of Tzipori, and it went through this courtyard that was enclosed and had a wall above it. Al Piyazkanim. And the people were entitled to use the water from this channel, even though Rabbi Yehuda says it's a carmelist, because it was enclosed by the walls above the channel, so they're allowed to draw, the rabbi said, that you're allowed to draw the water out. Exactly like in my opinion. The Chachamim agreed with me. So again, in the Braisa, we have the same answer. Amulo, Misham Raya, you're going to try to bring a Raya from that case of the channel that went from Abel to Tzipori. It didn't have dimensions. It didn't have both of the dimensions. You need to have Yutvachim and Dalit Tvachim. In other words, unless the channel has both of these characteristics, it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, it's not going to be a valid carmelist. If it only has one of the two, it's 10 tefachim deep, but it's not 4 tefachim wide, or it's 4 tefachim wide, but it's not 10 tefachim deep, then it's going to be subsumed by the area that it's running through. So in that situation, it's not a carmelist, it's a Rosh HaSayachit, because it's in an enclosed area where there's an area of chatzeros, and that's why the rabbis allowed it there. So again, the Braisa just gave us a little bit more details than the Mishnah, but essentially no difference in the machlos between the Tana Kama and the Chachamim in our Mishnah and in the Braisa versus Rabbi Yehuda. Tanida, we have another Braisa that said, Amas Hamayim Overes Ben Achalonos. You can see diagrams of this in the Pirush Chai on page 187, diagram number 97, where you see the channel and there are windows from houses that are adjacent to this channel, and there's a little bank that's underneath each window that is adjacent to the channel that's running in their backyard. Now, you can see the same picture in the illustrated Gemara on page 103 in diagram number 307. Again, you have these windows and houses, and you can let down a bucket from those windows that will go on top of the banked area, what's called the Akfei, and then you can go from there and put it into the water. So now, this Braisa tells us as follows. You have this Amas Hamayim Overes Ben Achalonos. You have this channel that's going nearby these houses. Now, it says, Pachos Mi Gimel. It's less than Gimel Tvachim. So then, Mishal Shel Duli Umamali. You're allowed to go and lower the bucket from the window and go and draw up water and then bring it back into the window. Now, again, it's a Carmelist and it's Rosh HaSayachit. How is this allowed? So it's only allowed if it's pachos mi gimel. We'll have to see in a moment. The Gemara will tell us what does it mean, pachos mi gimel. As Rashi says, mafarish va'azil b'may kamar. The Gemara will tell us in a moment what exactly we're talking about. However, if it's gimel tefachim, ein mishal shel deli umamale. You're not allowed to go and let down a bucket from the window and draw up water. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rishon Gamliel omer, pachos mi dalid mishal shel. If it's less than 4 tefachim, then you can let down the kli. Not 3 tefachim, but 4 tefachim. However, that if it's only pachos mi dalid mishal shel dli, if it's umamali, and then use it to fill up. If it's dalid, then ein mishal shel dli umamali. Then if it's 4 tefachim or more, then you're not allowed to go and let the bucket down and get the water. Now, the Gemara says, b'mayaskina, what exactly are we talking about that's either less than 3 or less than 4? If it's talking about the size, the width of the channel, that the first opinion says, if the channel is less than three tefachim, it can be drawn up with. If it's more than three tefachim, it can't. And the second opinion, Rishon Gamliel, says, if the channel is less than four tefachim, you can draw up it. But if it's four or more tefachim, you can't. Is that what they're talking about? So that doesn't make any sense. Because the chiasa of Dimi, Amr Yochanan, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Rav Yochanan, Ein karmelis b'chusam idalit. He said that, and it seems to be Lekuli Alma, he said this Stam, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that a Carmel is by definition always going to be Dalet Tvachim. So, Lema Kitanoi Om L'Shmaisei, is he therefore only holding like Rav Shimon Gamliel? And in fact, the Chachamim, the Tanakama, would disagree with the statement of Rav Dimi or Rav Yochanan? Unlikely. It seems that this was a statement that everybody agreed to. So therefore, the Machlokis here, between three Tvachim and four Tvachim, between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel, isn't going to be talking about the definition of the channel, because the channel is a karmelis no matter what. Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan said, "Ein karmelis b'chusam idalet." If it's less than dalet tefachim, it's not a karmelis. So that seems to be the opinion of everybody, and therefore that's not what the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel argue about. Ella, you know what it is talking about, the three versus four tefachim, Ella ba'agfei ulahachlev. You know, we're talking about this banked up area, the agfei. And here, the Chacham and the Tanakhama say, if this is less than three tefachim, so then it's a makom p'tur. And you're allowed to go and carry from the window, from the Rishus HaYochid to a makom p'tur, to put the bucket down on this makom p'tur, and then go take it from the makom p'tur and put it into the water, which is a karmelis, then draw it back up from the karmelis and put it on the agfei, which is a makom p'tur, and then take it from the makom p'tur and bring it back inside the window. That's what the Chacham say, the Tanakhama. The three, less than three, is the definition of it being a makom p'tur. If it's more than three, it's not a makom p'tur. It's therefore a karmelis. And the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel is no. If it's less than four, it's considered a makom p'tur. If it's more than four, then it's not considered a makom p'tur. That's what they're arguing about. Someone says that's not right either. Fuck, he also Rav Dimi Rav Yochanan. And again, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over the name of Rav Yochanan, makom she'ein bo arbo al arbo. If something doesn't have a dimensions of at least four tefachim by four tefachim, mutur levnei rishus hayochel levnei rishus harabim lekasef olav. So the scenario is, you have a Rishus HaYochid right next to Rishus HaRabim. In the Rishus HaRabim, you have this platform that's between 3 and 9.9 Tefachim. It's less than 10 Tefachim, but it's more than 3 Tefachim. Again, we discussed this yesterday. If it's less than 3 Tefachim, it's considered the ground. If it's more than 10 Tefachim, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. So it's between 3.0 and 9.999 Tefachim. And this platform is less than 4 by 4 Tefachim. So then, Rav Dimi came over from Eretz Yisrael, said of Nehemi Yochanan, that this platform is the status of a Makom P'tur. And therefore, both sides can use it. Each side, the people in Rishus HaYochid can put something on it, people in Rishus HaRabim can put something on it. The one thing they can't do, Bavad, they're not allowed to go and flip it from the Rishus HaYochid to the Makom P'tur to the Rishus HaRabim. So you're not allowed to do that. So how can you tell us over here that the machlok is between three or four tefachim is putting it on this Makom P'tur? You're not allowed to go and bring it from the Rishus HaYochid to the Makom P'tur, to the Karmelis, back to the Makom P'tur, back to Rishus HaYochid. That's what Rav Dimi said in the name of Yochanan. You're not allowed to do. You can't transfer from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim via the Makom P'tur, so you can't transfer from the Rishus HaYochid via the Makom P'tur into the Karmelis and back again. So how can this be? So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Rav Dimi or Rav Yochanan said, you can't do this by Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. That's because Hasam Rishus Daraisa. There you're dealing with Rishus Daraisa. And therefore, there's a concern. If we allow you to go to the Makom P'tur, before you know it, you're going to go straight from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. And that would be a terrible thing, because that would be an Issa Daraisa. But over here, Hach, we turn to the Amud Beis. Hach, Rishus Darabanan. This is only a Rishus Darabanan. That's the worst problem that could happen over here, that you'd be carrying for the Makom P'tur and bypassing the Makom P'tur and going straight from the Rishus HaYochid into the Karmelis. When would the Rishus allowed to do that? So therefore, the rabbis didn't institute any restriction. Mor says, really? They didn't? For Rav Yochanan, be Rishus the Rabbanan, Nami Omar. We'll see that Rav Yochanan said that this distinction that we just brought down in Rav Dimi Rav Yochanan wasn't just for Rishus that was Yochid to Rishus HaRabim, a Daraisa transfer, but even for a Darabanan transfer, from a Makom P'tur to only a Din Darabanan. Now, what is this case? Now, we have the Girsa of Ditanya, but it says on the side, this should really be Ditanan. This is a Mishnah that we had early in the Masechta, and we'll have it later in the Masechta again. And it says, Kosel Shebein Beis Chatzeros. If you have a wall between two courtyards, it's Gavar Yutvachim, so it separates the two courtyards because it's a significant wall. It's Mechitza 10 Tvachim, Virochav Arba. Now, by the way, the width of this wall is also Arba Tvachim. Now, that's not necessary to separate the two sides of the courtyard, but that was the case that they were dealing with, and we'll see in a moment why, to remind ourselves. So in this situation, when you have these two courtyards, one to the left of the wall, one to the right of the wall, and you have a valid mechitza separating the two courtyards, so ma'arvin shtayim, each side of the courtyard can make its own erev chatzeros, the right side makes its own erev chatzeros, the left side of the wall makes its own erev chatzeros, ve'in ma'arvin echad, but they can't combine together, because there's no pesach over here, there's no connection between these two courtyards. Now, haya barosh peros, if there's fruit on top of this wall, now we see why we need it to be four tvachim wide, it's a separate rishus. So the wall top, the top of the wall is a separate rishus. So the people on the right side of the courtyard are allowed to go up to the top of the wall. That's not a problem. Elu olu mikan v'ochlin. If they want to eat the fruit, they can eat it on the top of the wall. And likewise, the people on the left side of the wall, the elu olu mikan, if they wish to go up to the top of the wall, they can v'ochlin. And they eat the fruit up on top of the wall. They can't bring it down to their own courtyard because this would be transferring from their own rishus hayochid into a separate rishus hayochid, which if you didn't make an eruv chatzeros, you're not allowed to do. And they can't make an eruv chatzeros over here because the other side of the wall has equal rights to it. And there's no pesach to the other side of the wall. Therefore, there can't be a combined eruv chatzeros. And therefore, the top of the wall is not going to be able to be included. Fine. We continue in that Mishnah. Nifrat HaKosel, if there becomes a breach in the wall, so it depends. If the breach in the wall is ad Eser Amos, it's at least four Tvachim wide to going up to Eser Amos, so then it's a valid Pesach. And therefore, if they wish to, Ma'arvin Shnayim, Vimratzu Ma'arvin Echad. It's a field of choice for them. Because now there's a Pesach over here. It's less than 10 Amos, so it's not a full breach. It's just considered a Pesach. So again, when you have a Pesach between two courtyards, if they wish to, they can make each a separate Erev Chatzeros and not combine. And if they wish to, they can combine. It's their choice. But if it's more than 10 Amos, Yoser Mikan, Ma'arvin Echad, Ve'im Arvin Shnayim. Now, it's not a Pesach anymore, it's one courtyard. The breach over here makes it into one courtyard, and they no longer can make separate Erev Chatzeros, but if they wish to, they can make one big Erev Chatzeros. That's the Mishnah. And on this Mishnah, we ask the following Shaila. Vavinam Bo, we asked about this Mishnah, what about if the top of the wall was not four Tvachim wide? Ein Bo Arba'ah. So now, it's a Makom Ptur on the top of the wall. My, what's the halacha? So I'm a Rav. Rav said, Avir Beis Rishuyah Shalethis. But Rav says that each side has rights to that. They can't make a joint Erev Chatzeros because there's no Pesach, but each side has rights to the top of the wall. And therefore, anything on top of the wall, V'lo Yaziz Bo, Moli Nima. You're not allowed to move it an inch because Rashi says, you're not allowed to move it. Beroshu Afilu K'moli Nima. V'kol Shekin Shalom Yorid Emenu Klum. Certainly you can't take it down. V'lo Yalim Enach Chatzeros Shalom Klum. And you can't go up on top of it. Because each side is going to be restricting the other side according to Rav. We're not interested in Rav's opinion right now. We're focusing on Rav Yochanan's opinion, which now the Gemara gives us. Rav Yochanan Amar, no. Elu Malu, the people on the right side, can go up to the top of the wall. Elu Malu Mikan, the Oakland, and they can eat the stuff on the top of the wall. Elu Malu Mikan, the Oakland. And the people on the left side of the wall, if they wish to go up, they can go up to the top. The Ozder of Yochanan Taimei. And why is that allowed? So the Gemara says Rav Yochanan goes Lishitoso, and he says, the Chios Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yochanan, because Rav Dimi, that Gemara that we just brought down at the bottom of the Oymon Aleph, Oser Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, Rav Dimi said that Rav Yochanan said, Makom She'ein Bo Arba'ah Al Arba'ah, if it doesn't have a separate status of being a Rishus HaYochid, so then it's a Makom Tur. And therefore, mutar livnei rishus harabim, livnei rishus hayochid, lekaseif olav. In the case that we had there, there was the rishus hayochid next to rishus harabim with this pillar between 3 and 9.9 tvachim high that was less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide. So it's a makom tur. And he gave the caveat, ubavach lo yachlifu. You're not allowed to go and go from the rishus hayochid to the makom tur to the rishus harabim. And here we're saying, in this case, which is a din derabanan, the two sides of the wall, they're not allowed to carry only midrabanan, and yet, while they're allowed to go up to the top of the wall, they can't go and bring it back down. Because you can't go from one Rishus HaYochid to a Makom Ptur, and then bring it to the other Rishus HaYochid. So you wouldn't be allowed to go and do that. You have to be careful not to transfer it. Now, this is a Din Derabanan. And you see clearly Rav Yochanan holds that even by Din Derabanan, it's not allowed. So how can you tell me that the difference is in the case over there with the Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim, it's a Din D'Oraisa. But in our case with the banks of the river, it's only going to be And then the Rabbanan, from a Karmelist to a Makom Patur to the Rishus HaYachid, no! Rav Yochanan holds that even when it's a din derabanan, going from the Rishus HaYachid to the Makom Patur to the Karmelist and vice versa, you're not allowed to do it. So here's our Kasha returned again. How can you tell me the answer that it's 3 versus 4 is talking about the Agfe? That's not true. Shemar says, no. Hahi Ze'iri Amra. No, that was really stated by Ze'iri. Ze'iri was the one that said it in the name of Rav Yochanan. But you know what? Rav Dimi doesn't. Rav Dimi says there's a difference between the Raisa versus the Rabbanan. So therefore, Rav Dimi has no problem saying it's the Agfe, and that's the Machlokis in our Mishnah between the Chachomim, the Tanakama, and Rav Shimon Gamaliel, is dealing with the Agfe being 3 Tvachim or 4 Tvachim. Ah, very good. The Gemara says that's very good for Rav Dimi. Well, Ze'iri, Kasha. Huh. Ze'iri has the same problem. Okay, so it's not Rav Dimi that has a Kasha, but the Kasha's on Ze'iri. Gemara says, Ze'iri, Mokum lo b'yama samayim gufa. No, Ze'iri says, guess what? Not everybody agrees to the statement that Rav Dimi made. Rav Dimi, Tanoi. Remember, Rav Dimi had said that everybody agrees that a Karmelis has to be 4 Tvachim. So Ze'iri says, I disagree with that. Not everybody says that. That's only the opinion of Shimon Gamaliel. It's a Das Yochid. But in fact, the Chacham say, you're a Karmelist if you're even 3 Tvachim. And that's what the Machlokas is in our Mishnah. The 3 versus 4 Tvachim is this exact statement that Rav Dimi made. The Chachamim disagree with it, and Rav Shimon Gamaliel agrees with it. Therefore, that's how Ze'iri would explain this Machlokas. Gemara now has a separate question. How do we even allow this channel when it's less than 3 Tvachim, less than 4 Tvachim, whatever the shear is of a Karmelist, depending to Ze'iri, according to Rav Dimi, to not be a Karmelist? After all, that to have a Kichori Karmelist, it should have the status of a Chori Karmelist. What does this mean? So Rashi reminds us that this was a discussion that we had early in the Masechta, as well as we've had it in the Masechta Shabbos, that Chori Rishus HaRabim Ki Rishus HaRabim Domi. If you're throwing something and it lands in the Rishus HaRabim from one place in the Rishus HaRabim, it travels 4 amos by landing in one of the holes in a wall in the Rishus HaRabim, so then it's considered having landed. So, Chori Rishus HaRabim, Ki Rishus HaRabim Domi. And therefore, this situation, the river, the channel, should also be called a Chore Karmelis. So even though it's narrow, it's less than 2 Tvachim, let's say, but it's still, this channel is going to be a Chore Karmelis. And therefore, it should have the status of a Karmelis no matter what. So how do you answer that? So we have 2 brothers, Abayi Bar Ovin, the Reb Chanina Bar Ovin. These 2 brothers, these great Talmid Chacham, the Amri Tavayi, they both said the answer is as follows: Ein Chorin leKarmelis. This din of Chori Rishus HaRabim applies to Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't apply to a Karmelis. The rabbis never set it up. The Lo Echmiru Rashi says they Rabbanon Kulihai. The rabbis didn't set it up this Chumra for a Karmelis. They only set it up for a Rishus HaRabim. That's teretz number 1. Teretz number 2, Rav Ashi Amar, different teretz. Afilu tema yesh chorin l'karmelis. No, we could say that there was a concept of chorin for a karmelis. But that's only hani mila b'smucha. That's only if it's right adjacent over there. But hacha b'mufleges, we're dealing here with this channel being very, very narrow throughout the channel. At this point, it's nowhere near the karmelis part where it's wide. And therefore, since it's very narrow over here, so in this situation, we don't consider it to be a Chorei Karmelis, even though there is this concept of Chorei Karmelis, but we're not going to see it in this situation. So these are the 2 terutzim over here to the question of Chorei Karmelis. Now the Gemara goes back and gives another teretz to what the machlokas is between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamaliel, the 3 versus 4. Ravina Amar, Kigon, Da'ovidle, Nifke Apuma. You know what we're talking about? They had some sort of a blockage. They made some sort of a mechitza at the beginning of the channel. And you can see this in the Pirush Chai on page 187 in diagram number 98. And you can also see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 103 in diagram 309. And what you basically have over here is you have a mechitza on the left side of the channel, mechitza on the right side of the channel. It doesn't meet in the middle, but there's a space in the middle for the water to go through, and this is the machlokas between the Chachamim and Shimon Gamaliel. It's a machlokas related to lavud, which we've had previously. V'yoz the Rabbanu l'taimeyu, v'yoz Shimon ben Gamaliel l'taimeyu. Each of them goes following their opinion. According to the Chachamim, the standard opinion throughout Shas is that lavud is less than 3. that is considered connected. It's physically considered as if it's filled in. Halachically, there's no space there. If it's 2.999 or less, it's considered as if it's filled in, and therefore, in this situation, where the two sides of the channel have a mechitza there with less than three tzvachim in between them, so that's considered an enclosed rishus hayachid, and that's what they're talking about according to the Chachamim. On the other hand, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says throughout Shas that Lavud is less than four tefachim, 3.999 or less. And therefore, he says, as long as there's a space that's less than four tefachim between these two mechitzos, it's perfectly good. So this is a machlokas over here in Lavud. Ah, that's a standard machlokas that we've had throughout Shas. That's what Ravina says they're arguing about here as well. Now we go to the next Mishnah. We had this Mishnah as well previously, Gezustra. You have a platform, a balcony, shilamalim in a mayim, that's above the water. So we said, you now let it go and take from this rishus hayachid and take a bucket and just lower it into the water and pull up the water from the carmelis, aim the malim in enem b'shabbos, you now let it go and do this, unless elim kein asur lo mechitza givo asar tvachim. We said you have to make the mechitza, you make a hole basically in the platform, in this balcony, and you can make a mechitza that is 10 tvachim tall and at least 4 tvachim wide, so it's going to be 4 by 4 tvachim in its length and width, and then you have a valid mechitza, a mechitza teluya, which we talked about in great detail previously, and you can put this either above the platform or below the platform, be milamala, be milamata. Previously we talked about it being below the platform, because it's clearly recognizable that it's for the water in that purposes, and this is a kal shekilu babamayim, as we pointed out in many previous shiurim, so there was a leniency that the rabbis allowed in regards to water, but here the Mishnah points out, also it could be even lamala. You can have this cubical structure that's 4 by 4 tefachim length and width and 10 tefachim tall, and you can even have this above the platform and lower the bucket through this mechitza, either above the platform or below the platform, and that works perfectly well. Likewise, v'chein. Now, the girsa that we have is v'chein, and on the side it says that that girsa is in fact not found in Rashi, but it is found in Tosfos, so we can either read it or not. Rashi's opinion is that this really has nothing to do with the previous one. Tosfos has a way to figure it out that it is related to the previous one. Either way, it's not a big deal. V'chein, shtei gezustro, zulamal mizu. If you have the two balconies, that one is above the other, and they're above water. So we had them, they're within four tefachim of each other, so therefore, these two balconies are considered like one unit in terms of an eruv chatzeros. So if they each made their own mechitza, to allow them to draw water down through their whole hole in their own platform, as we'll learn later on in the Gemara, that would be perfectly fine. But here, only one of them did it. If Asul Elyona, if only the upper balcony made this mechitza structure, so then, in this situation, Velo Asul Tachtona, and the bottom one didn't make this mechitza, so then, the bottom one ruins it for the upper one, and Shtein Asurus, and neither of them is allowed to use this mechitza to draw up the water from the river underneath them, unless they make a joint Erev Chatzeros. The Gemara starts off and tells us, Masnisin Delochi Chananya ben Akavya. Our Mishnah is not in accord with the opinion that Chananya ben Akavya taught us. We had this opinion the other day, as well in the Shir. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Chananya ben Akavya Omer, his opinion is, if you have a Gezustra, Sheesh Bo, Dalet al Dalet Amos, if you have a 4x4 Amma platform, which we said was 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim, there's 6 tvachim in an amma. So then in that situation, we had the whole idea at the end of yesterday's shir of kofifin the chokikin. What you can do here is chokik bo dalet al dalet, you can go and cut out in the middle a 4x4 tefach area, and then you halachically can fold the balcony down in the 10 tvachim in the north, south, east, and west that's left from this platform. You don't actually physically do this, but you halachically view it as if it's kofifin, and therefore, umamale, now you have a mechitza. So obviously, our Mishnah did not allow this. Our Mishnah said you physically have to have a mechitza there, so our Mishnah is not like the opinion of Chananya ben Akavya. Shmuel says, maybe not. No. Lo hitir, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya only permitted it Ella biyama shotveria. That was a unique rule that he only made for the Kinneret, for the Yam Kinneret, for the Tiberian Sea. In that situation, you're allowed to go and use this because, as we said, Hoel v'yesh lo, since the Kinneret has around it Oganim, it has these very, very high banks, Nayoros, it has cities around it that are enclosing it, the Karpifios, it has all sorts of Karpats around it, Makivos also, they all surround it. All of these are basically making the Kinneret into an enclosed area. And therefore, he gave the heter over here because it's an enclosed area. That's why he allowed this kofifin, and then allowing good ochis to go down the mechitza tluya. Avol b'shar meimos, but in all other rivers, lo, he wouldn't allow it. So therefore, maybe Chananya ben Akavya is the author of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is specifically not talking about the Yam Kinneret. Tosus in the bottom Tosus says, Avogad the Chananya lo amar elobiyama shotveria, masnis and nami lo mifliga umayri b'chol meimos. He says our Mishnah is not making any distinction between the Yam Kinneret and all the rivers. So Tosus seems to be suggesting that our Mishnah is still not going according to Chananya ben Akavya, albeit at least in most situations, the opinion of our Mishnah could be in accord with Chananya ben Akavya. He doesn't say that this kofifin works any place else but the Yam Kinneret. Fine. Now we have an interesting brisa. Tana Rabbanon, Gimel Dvarim Hiter Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya Lianchi Tveria. There are three things that Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya told the people of Tveria, that there are three things that he allowed them to do. The following three kulos. The first one we just said, Mamalin Mayim Migzus to Rabbi Shabbos. That's number one. What we say? That's number one. Hodam Orin. Second one, which we have to see what it means, the Tomnim Be'otza. You're allowed to go and insulate certain things in Otza. Otza is like stalks and residue of various types of plants. So Rashi explains, Otza means psoles kitnis. It means the psoles, the waste of the bean plant. So the stalk, the chaff, whatever is left of the bean plant after you pick the beans, so that's called Otza. And you're allowed to insulate fruits inside this Otza. We'll see in a moment what this means, lahalacha, what was the kula that he gave them. And the third thing, it says, mistafkin baluntis. He allowed them to go and dry themselves with certain towels in the bathhouses. And we'll see again what the kula was that he gave them. So, Gemara says, mimalid mayim igzus to Rabbi Shabbos, the first thing that he told us, oh, hodamar, we already went through that. The chiddush was that he allowed them to view this kofifin and then say good ochis. Fine, that's number one, already discussed. Number two, he gave them the kula, v'tomnim ba'otza. He allowed them to put fruits inside this otza. Now, Maihi, what was the kula here that this is referring to? The Tanya, because we're learning the following braisa. Hishkim, if a person were to get up early in the morning, lohavi psolis, to go and get this stalks and chaff from the otza, from these bean plants. So, if he's getting up early in the morning to do this, im bishur shiyesh alav tal, because it's moist, it has the dew on it, and he wants this medavka to be moist, because that will serve a purpose in storing these plants, these fruits that you're putting in these plant stalks. So harei hu b'chiyutan. So then we have the famous idea of being machshir l'kabel tumah, something with intentionally placing one of the seven liquids on it. The zayin mashkim, yad shoch adam is the mnemonic. We've had this many times as well. And these liquids include tal, which is the test in shochat. So therefore, the desire that you want this to be moist, so then this is then called the chiyutan. If you intentionally place the water on something, or these other six liquids besides water, such as dew, if you intentionally want them on the object, so then it's called the chiyutan. It's as if you wanted it there, and therefore you've made it mokshel kabel tuma. So if your reason for getting up early in the morning to go collect this stuff was so that it should still be moist from the dew, so then it's going to be mokshel kabel tuma. However, if the only reason you got up early in the morning was you don't really want it to be wet, you have work to go to, and you got to catch the train. And if you don't go and pick this stuff early in the morning, you're not going to get on your train. You want to get to work, and you're only doing this early in the morning so you don't lose out from work. You could care less if it has dew on it or not. So then, eino b'chiyutan. Then the fact that it has dew on it is not called b'chiyutan. So what's the chiddush over here for these people from Tveria? So, stam, anshe Tveria, return to the Yom Aleph, kimi shalo yibotel mi melachto domi. So he's telling us that the average person in the city of Tveria is not getting up early in the morning to go and have the dew on it. He's getting up early in the morning because he has to get to work. So that's the chiddush over here. That's chiddush number two. In the third chiddush, umistach tafkin be'aluntis, that you're allowed to go and use these bath towels from the bathhouse. So what's the chiddush over there? Maihi, what's the chiddush? So the chiddush is the Tanya. We learned it in Braisa, in Gemara and Shabbos. Mistafik odom be'aluntis, a person is allowed to go dry himself off with these bath towels in the bathhouse. But the Tanakhama says, umenicha b'chalon, you have to leave it in the cubby over there, in the window. V'lo yimsereno l'al-yorin, you're not allowed to give it back to the bathhouse attendants, because there's a concern that if you give it back to them, they're going to say thank you very much, and they're going to squeeze out the water and give it to the next guest. Because there is a suspicion that they're going to squeeze it out. Now, how you like to go take a bath on Shabbos? So the answer is, this was before the Gezerah, and technically, to take a bath in cold water, there is no halachic absolute reason not to. Subsequently, the rabbi said, don't do this because it's too many problems. But in those days, the Gezerah wasn't there yet, so the person took a cold bath, and he's allowed to go and dry himself off. However, you're not allowed to squeeze out the water from this towel. So that's why you just put it in the window and don't give it back to these ulyarim, these bath attendants, who weren't the most frum people. And there's a concern that these bathhouse attendants would go squeeze it out. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, you're allowed to bring the bath towel home, even carrying it in your hand all the way to your house. We're not concerned that you're going to go and squeeze it out. So, whichever opinion you hold in terms of whether you can give it to bring it home or not, we see that Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya permitted the people in Tiberia to go and use the bath towel and dry themselves off. There was no concern that they themselves would go and squeeze it out. Fine. Now the Gemara says, we'll just go a little bit further to the two dots. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Lo Shanu, that which we said, that you're allowed to use these platforms, these special mechitza that we said is mechitza tluya, is only lamalos. It's only to draw water up from the river, from the channel. Avo lishboch, but to dump water into the channel also. That you're not allowed to do, because when you're dumping something in there, it's going to flow with the water. And now it's going to go beyond your mechitza, and it's going to go from the Shusayachit into the Carmelis River, and therefore it's not allowed. Underneath, when you're drawing it up, it's in your Rishusayachit, because of the mechitza Teluya concept. So therefore, to draw it up is not a problem. But to dump something in there, it's going to flow away, and then it's going to go from the Rishusayachit into the Rishus of the Carmelis. Mora says, wait a second, Maskel Rishizmi, the Chima Bein Zeh Le'uka, in the next Mishnah, in tomorrow's Shir, at the bottom of this Amud, we're going to learn that you're allowed to pour water into your courtyard, even if it's a small courtyard, as long as you have some sort of a bar. This uka, Rashi is going to tell us later in the Gemara, is a guma, is a pit. And this pit is a collecting basin for water. It's like a sewage drainage over here. And in this situation, you're allowed to go pour it. So how come, even though it's going to go from this uka into the Rishus HaRabim, there we're not concerned. How come over here we're concerned? It's going into the Rishus HaYachad that's underneath the Mechitza Tzluya, and then it's going to flow out with the water into the Carmelis. So what it says is a big difference. Hani Taimei, Vahani Lo Taimei. It depends. You're dealing in our situation with the water that you're dumping later into the uka, so you're hoping it stays there. You have no intention that it should go out to the Rishus HaRabim. If it overflows, it overflows. But you're intending it to stay in the uka, as opposed to here. You're pouring it into the river. You're pouring it into the channel. The channel's going to flow. So immediately, it's going to leave your Rishus HaYachid from underneath the Mechitza Tuluya, and it's going to go into the Carmelis, the rest of the river. So therefore, that's the distinction between the two. Alternatively, Ika di Amre, we have the following discussion. Amar Rabba Baruch Huna, he said, Lo temo lamalos hu deshari. Don't think that only lifting up water in a bucket is allowed, but even dumping is permissible. So don't think lo tema lamalos udishare lishboch is aser. Don't think only lifting it up is permissible, but pouring down water into this mechitza tluya is no good because it's going to then flow outside the Carmelis, outside from Yeshua Yochid into the Carmelis. No, even elo lishboch nami shari, even to dump water down through this mechitza tluya also is good. Why? Because Omer Rav Shizvi pshita. It's obvious that this is good because Hainuuka, this is exactly the next Mishnah. How is this any different than the next Mishnah? So this comes to the exact opposite conclusion of the first version. So you hear it tells us, Maldatema might have thought, Hani Taime, Vani Lo Taime. You might have thought, like we answered the first time, that in the situation with the uka, you're not intending it to go flow beyond that. If it happens to go flow beyond it, fine, but you want it to stay in your sewage drain. So there, if it flows beyond it, it's not your intention. But here, your intention clearly is, v'hani lo taimi, you're dumping the water through the mechitza tluya into the river, and then it's going to flow. So you might have thought that that case would not be the same. Kamash balan, the chiddush over here is that there is no difference between the two. This is a good place to stop. This concludes today's shiur.